What is something that you need to focus on? What is something that you've told yourself that you're going to do in 2025 and you haven't done it yet? The best time to start really is now, the next hour, the next minute, tomorrow. But I think when we wait for this beginning that we talk about, whether it's beginning of the year, beginning of the month, beginning of the week, all these different things, it is a form of procrastination.
Your professional development is one of the keys to your career success. When you combine your desire to grow with actionable steps, your journey to success becomes an incredible reality.
Hi, I'm Paul Ferranby, aka Incredible Paul, and welcome to Incredible Paul Leadership, where we learn how to become the most incredible versions of ourselves by learning from each other. So I want to say happy New Year. I know we're a couple weeks into the new year, but still want to wish you happy New Year. I really do it for the first couple of months. If I haven't seen you since last year, then it's still happy New Year. So that last episode I put out was at the end of 2024. New episode is this second week of 2025. I hope the new year has been starting off strong and whatever goals or things you have set are going well. So this episode, I want to talk about focus, but before that, just some housekeeping stuff. If you're only listening to this episode, I want to make sure you can also, you know, that you can also watch it on YouTube. Regardless, if you're listening or watching this episode, thank you so much for your support. It's because of your support that I'm able to continue to do this, what I do with empowering young professionals and staff. I just have stuff in entrepreneurship as well, but really the focus on Incredible Paul is focus on those and staff. Another way you can support, if you're watching, you already see it. I have the merch on, the t-shirt on with the Incredible Paul logo, one of the logos I have. There's also hats, there's hoodies, there's mugs, there's bags. Whatever way you can support the podcast, because it is free, but it takes money to support the podcast. It takes money to actually do the podcast, but I want to make sure I'm providing free content for you because I know not everyone can be able to participate in coaching or be able to find a place where I'm speaking at. So the podcast is a way to either learn from me directly or the people that I'm talking to. Another thing I want to mention as far as coach, I know I have a few housekeeping things, is that I also have a mastermind that I'm doing. So I've done masterminds in the past. I did one last year on business, the previous year on leadership. But before that, I was doing a lot of stuff with personal growth masterminds. So I'm a Maxwell Leadership Certified coach and trainer. So this one is really focused on a personal growth using John Maxwell's material. We go in through the book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. So pick up that book. And even if you don't pick up that book, you can still participate in the mastermind. But you can get more information about the mastermind by going to incredibleball.org/mastermind. If you want to learn more about the merch, is incredibleball.org/merch. You go to incredibleball.org just in general, and you'll be able to find all the different things I'm doing. So now, after spending over 2 minutes talking about housekeeping stuff and wish you happy new year, let's dive in to this episode. So I already talked about it. Want to talk about focus. And focus is an interesting thing, because I think a lot of times it's really easy to get distracted by so many other things that maybe you want to do or people are telling you you should do. And it's the whole juggle toss up between intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So one thing I want to mention, and just give, this episode is also, there's focus, but also want to give some background about myself. So if you've been with me any length of time, you know that I'm a person of faith. I say Jesus is first and I am second. And so that really guides my focus on what I do. It guides my values in all those different areas. But the whole thing, and I talked about this more a couple episodes about even with my faith, I think there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians that don't always model the values of Christ, of Jesus Christ, and they're not always the most loving people in the world. And so I'm really intentional about showing love, showing grace. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that have to do with being a Christian. But at the end of the day, Jesus said that they will know you by your love for one another and the fruit that you're showing, fruits of the Spirit, which I won't dive into that. All of those things. So that kind of goes with my focus and the values of the things that I want to do, especially with the podcast, becoming the most incredible versions of ourselves. And so I focus on leadership, focus on personal growth. But with that, I'm going to do more stuff with bringing people who are actually in the STEM field as well, and be doing more solo episodes. So some people have gave you some feedback is that, yes, we love when you have interviews, so we also want to hear from you as well. So I mix in solo episodes every now and then about different topics. I'm going to be more intentional about doing more solo episodes this year in 2025 with that focus. But I also realize it's 2025. There's been a lot of people who have just learned about me in the last few months or maybe know about me bits and pieces. So I also want to give some background about myself. I think it's the normal thing to do in the first episode of a new year. Like one of my guests was saying, like, oh, you do this and that. I was like, I had no idea. So I was like, okay, let me just do it. I already talked about being a person of faith. The other thing is I'm Nigerian American. So I was actually born in Nigeria. Family came to the States around a young age. So I am really, truly American because I grew up here. But the funny thing, my siblings and I joke about this, is that we're two Nigerian for Americans or two American for Nigerians. So this whole concept of third culture. So if any of you are immigrants or are raised in an immigrant family, and maybe you're born in the States, you probably understand where I'm coming from. And if you don't, then there's a window into what it's like to be born in one culture or be a part of another culture, but living in a new culture, being the U.S., but being born as Nigerian culture and then kind of existing in between. So I think that's why a lot of different perspectives and the way I see things is going to be different from most people just because of those different things, different nuances. Other thing that people may not know or maybe already know, if you've seen on my website, is that my background is actually in chemical engineering. I am an engineer. I know there's some people that do some stuff in leadership and they talk to people in STEM and they are not engineers. I am an engineer, still practice as an engineer. I've worked in manufacturing, I've done stuff in research and development, maintenance engineering the last 10 years almost. So I've had a lot of experience in the CPG space, manufacturing space, making some brands that you probably know and maybe love. So whether it's Stouffer's and Lee Cuisine, also with Nature Valley, the Golden Grahams, the Overrennenbacher Act Two, Banquet. And so these are just some of the brands that the companies I've worked for make, not necessarily brands that I've worked on specifically, as well as like more recently with Snickers and M&M's. So a lot of experience in the manufacturing space. So that's just one part of myself, even being a chemical engineer, going more so on the process engineering route. I've got a lot of experience there. Another aspect of myself is really what I've been doing in the nonprofit space with Nala STEMS. I've talked about it a few different times, the National Alliance for the Acceleration of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And with that, where our mission is to unite, support, and build community among all historically excluded peoples in STEM. If that wasn't enough, there's also IncrediPaw, which you see here with the podcast, but that's not really how it started. It started more with speaking. I was doing a lot more stuff with speaking, a lot of stuff on the career side, working with different universities and colleges, which has been my primary focus. Sometimes I work with organizations, but I'm really passionate about those early on, younger in their career. So university, young professionals, everything I do with IncrediPaw is to empower young professionals to become the most incredible versions of themselves and really focus in on that STEM person, because I can really relate to them because I'm someone in STEM, but I'm also an entrepreneur too. So with that, just coming back to talking about focus, and you, after I said all those things, you might be saying, Paul, how can you talk about focus when all you list out so many things that you're doing, either you were doing or you are doing? And yes, that's a really good question. And I would say the way I do that is really in different seasons of stuff that I'm focused on and what I'm just leaning into. So I have a skill set in a few different things. Like you mentioned, I've done a lot of stuff with coaching and speaking, a lot of stuff in the engineering realm. And so really my focus this year is going to be more so continue to do stuff in the podcast realm, but also more in the speaking realm. So it's not going to be that I'm not going to do coaching. I still will do coaching more so on a request basis. Like really even the last year, I haven't been as intentional talking about the stuff I do with coaching, as the people I work with, they reach out and we follow up and continue as just more naturally. And yeah, I could get more clients in that space, but I really want to be more intentional about what I'm doing with podcasting, making that good, create a community around the podcast.
Are you wondering what's next? Has everything you tried failed? Or maybe you just feel stuck? Then coaching may be right for you. The coaching relationship is a relationship totally centered on you. So what are you waiting for? Go to incredipaul.org/coaching so I can help you become the most incredible version of yourself.
I dumped some stuff with the podcast community last year, and that was more so a community of podcasters trying to learn more about podcasting, which that community was great. Still in touch with those people. Incredible people. Had a couple of them on the podcast already, but I realized that what I'm really passionate about is community around people who are like-minded in the sense of being more incredible, more focused on leadership, personal growth. And that is what this podcast is all about. So going to be doing more stuff with the podcast community. It will be a paid community. It's going to be really a low amount because I want to have low barrier to entry for anyone who's interested in doing it. But I've been learning more that when you do stuff that's free, it doesn't always get valued because people are like, oh, it's free. They don't see the value in it. When people pay something, then they see the value in it. Even if it's the same thing, because there's a lot of free resources that you can get, but just for the sheer nature of it being free, we don't value it as much. Some people do, but a lot of times until you pay for it, there's not that commitment. So that's going to be the main reason why the community is going to be paid. Like I said, it's not going to be like a whole lot of money. Going to be a low barrier to entry. More so, it's going to be community aspect. A lot of people are like-minded because I realize a lot of stuff I do, it's not for everyone. Like, yeah, it's one thing to listen and watch this podcast. It's another thing to actually apply what I'm saying, what the people I have on the podcast are saying. And I get it. Like, life is busy. We have so many competing priorities, other things on our mind. And so that's why I'm going to be really focused on doing more stuff with the community, the podcast, and the speaking stuff as well. So that's the focus. I still have Nala STEM because I lead that organization, but really going to be making sure that I empower the other people because I lead a team of about 10 people between the exec team as well as the different committee chairs. So going to be more intentional about empowering them to do those different things. I will do some speaking with that as well. So that will go hand in hand with stuff I'm doing with IncrediPaul. So that's really the focus there. So if that makes sense. So really turn it back to you because I've been talking about myself and it's just a solo episode. So I'm just talking to myself, but I know you're on the other side of the camera or you're listening, you're watching, however it is that you're supporting. What is something that you need to focus on? What is something that you've told yourself that you're going to do in 2025 and you haven't done it yet? You're 2 weeks in, really almost 2 weeks in, like 13 days in, day 13, and maybe you're thinking, well, I will try next month. Like I didn't get to the beginning of the year, or I started at the beginning of the year and I kind of fell off, things came up, blah, 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 whatever it is. I would encourage you not to wait until next month. Don't wait until next month. Why? The best time to start really is now, the next hour, the next minute, tomorrow. But I think when we wait for this beginning that we talk about, whether it's the beginning of the year, beginning of the month, beginning of the week, all these different things, it is a form of procrastination. Honestly, I think it's a form of imposter syndrome because we feel that, oh, because we weren't able to do it, like we need some sort of motivation that, and then motivation is great, but at the end of the day, your motivation cannot be external. It needs to be internal. Think about why you're doing certain things. Like, and I think I always relate it back to losing weight or fitness or exercise. I think that's something that everyone can relate to, because for most people, they're not at the fitness level that they want to be at. So with that, when you're trying to lose weight, trying to get in better shape, it's really about taking the proper steps, stepping it up. You can go full force all at once, but it's harder to sustain when you do that. So if you're trying to lose weight, maybe right now you're not exercising at all. Start by just going on a walk once a week. It could be for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute. Like, 1 minute might not seem like a lot, but whatever you can do to be intentional with what you're trying to do is going to start to shift your perspective. The other thing is be mindful about what information you're taking in. We are inundated with so much information, so much junk that is not what we actually want to do. So like with social media, like I love social media. I'm on social media all the time, but even this month being intentional about taking steps back in certain ways is that social media can show you a picture of people and things that's not realistic. Yes, there's people out there that talk about what's going on wrong in their lives or how they are struggling with different things. But for the most part, social media is a highlight reel, or it could be a low light reel for those people. Like, they talk about all these different things that's going on in their lives. Like, that's not the only thing that's going on in their lives. There's always something positive happening. Even if as simple as that you're still breathing, you're still living, as long as there's life, there's hope. So it's really critical that we make sure that we're being intentional about the information that we're taking in. So one thing, like just for yourselves, you're already doing it by listening to this podcast. There's not a lot of people that will listen to a quote self-improvement podcast, or one that focuses on personal growth and leadership. So I want to congratulate you right there. Because I think the other thing that I want to go back to, and it's something that I've been transparent about being a recovering perfectionist, is that it's really easy to get down on yourself and not see the great things that you're doing. And definitely, that's what I want to encourage you, that yes, you're already doing good things. You're listening to this podcast. You've been with me the last 15 plus minutes already. So make sure that you celebrate that you're doing these things well and use that as momentum. Momentum starts off little and it builds upon each other. So going back to losing weight, so maybe you start off doing a 5 minute walk a week, you bump that up to 5 minutes twice a week, 5 minutes three times a week, and then you bump it up to 10 minutes three times a week, whatever it is, just stair stepping your way up. It's really how I started the podcast. I think I mentioned it before, I'll mention it again for those of you who haven't heard it, is that when I first started doing the podcast, first off, I didn't even want to do the podcast. I did not think I was a podcaster. I was writing blogs because honestly, there's speakers and there's writers. There's writers who speak and speakers who write. John Maxwell has said several times that he's more of a speaker who writes. If you've never heard him speak in person, you need to hear him speak. His books are great. Hear him speak in person. Life-changing. Honestly, life-changing. I'm definitely more of the person who is a writer who speaks. And I've even gotten compliments of some of the stuff that I write when I'm really intentional about what I'm writing, whether it's different posts or different blogs and newsletters, whatever it is. So I've been doing a newsletter the last year and a half now, which is a little bit different. I was doing a blog before, started it in 2020, same time I started Incredipaw. But the thing with that is that the blog was just a way to hone in on my writing skills and continue to improve them, because I know one day I want to write a book. Actually, I have a couple book ideas already. It's just mainly having the time to do it. I think this is not the right season for that yet, because there's different seasons for different things. So it's not the right season for the book yet. So I started writing a blog. I was doing that monthly, and then I started to record myself reading the blog, just so it's more accessible, because some people just try to listen while they're doing other things. Other people want to read. So that's how I got exposed to Anchor. And Anchor is now Spotify for podcasters. And so with that, I understood like what it means to actually upload the audio, put the description in, all these different things. People had seen my logo. So between this logo and the other one, that's just incredible on the line. It looks like a podcast mic. People asked me if I had a podcast. And then really at the end of, towards the middle of 2021, was winding down on the blog. Well, I was still writing the blog, but I was thinking about, okay, what am I going to be doing next? And thought about, okay, people have been asking me about if I have a podcast. Let me just try this out. I already know, I already have a mic. It wasn't this mic, but I had a mic that I could use to record. And let's just do it. But I'm someone that I like to be consistent whenever I do. So I was like, I'm just going to do it monthly. Once a month, going to put out episodes. For the first episode out January 2022. It was a solo episode, had some interviews on there with people I knew. Really until the end of 2022. I think around October timeframe, I was thinking about, okay, this podcast thing, I want to be more serious about it. I want to ramp up on how I'm doing this. I just feel like this is what God wants me to continue to do, that I'm getting better at it. I'm getting compliments on it as well, which compliments are here and there. Like even if you're not getting complimented, just to understand and watch yourself, how you're improving is what is really key. So, but fortunately, it made it easier because people were telling me about how natural it seemed as far as like how curious I was, asking questions, being able to get a listener, all those things. And this was more so from the people I was interviewing. There, I got some feedback from the people who listened and really just listened because they're not what it was not on YouTube at that point. But it was more so from the people I was talking to. That they've been on other podcasts, and it's like they really like my approach, my curiosity. So that inspired me to keep going. So made a plan to stair step up. I was like, okay, 2023, I want to get to weekly episodes, but I'm at monthly right now. I'm going to start doing episodes twice a month, releasing them at the beginning of 2023. By mid-June 2023, I want to start doing weekly. So I was really intentional reaching out to people because weekly episodes means on average, I need to find people to interview weekly, or I need to set up time to record episode weekly, which can be a lot. So I was able to do that. And then from mid-2023, really up until now, I've been putting out episodes every week. I've been strategic and intentional about some weeks that I haven't released episodes. So like even last year, 2024, I didn't release an episode on Labor Day, talk about just taking rest. And then the beginning of 2024 and the beginning of this year, 2025, did not release an episode that first week. And I already had an episode the previous week about reflection and really just pointed back to that episode. So those things were intentional. It's not like I couldn't, I released an episode. I definitely had episodes in the bank, but I was like, no, I'm going to take this break. I feel like before I inundated with so many other people starting anyway. And I want to make sure that I'm intentional about it. So really wrapping this episode up, because I'm trying to keep these solo episodes shorter. Coming back to this idea of focus, what is something that you've always thought that you wanted to do or needed to do? Maybe you feel like it's from God. If you believe in God, if you don't believe in God, maybe just feel like deep down in your gut that it's something that you know you need to do. And I would ask yourself, why aren't you doing it? Really, why aren't you doing it? What's stopping you? Is it understanding what you need to do? Is it taking the next step? Is it the resources? Whatever it is, what I've been learning is that whatever you want to do, there is a step you can take in that direction that's often free. Maybe not always, because I haven't explored everything, but it's often a step you can take in that direction that's often free. And if that's something that you need help with, definitely you can reach out to me if you're interested in coaching. Like I said, it's more so on a request basis. That can be more expensive. But if you have a question, just shoot me an email. I go to admin@incredipaul.org. You can shoot me an email or any of my socials can get back to you. But want to make sure that you feel empowered to do what you have to do next. quick reminder about the mastermind as well. I said that's a more accessible way to have information and coaching for me starting February 17th on Monday, February 17th in the evening, 5 p.m. Central Time. So it'll go for 4 weeks talking about personal growth and really just learning from each other. But then I can also share my experiences with personal growth. And then we can dive deeper about if there's any specific questions about stuff that you are trying to do, make use of the time. It is going to be limited people that are going to be in it because I want to make sure it's intimate. I want to make sure we have time to ask questions and learn. I don't want this to be something that's really big. The podcast community that I'm going to be launching, that's going to be a bigger community, but the mastermind is going to be small and intimate. So I hope you got something from this episode where you're talking about focus, really giving some background about myself. For those of you who don't know, now you know. A little joke there. Like, if you haven't already seen, like, with just the name Incredipaul, like, I'm a very punny person. I don't take myself too seriously. No one gets out of life alive anyway. So I'm like, don't take yourself too seriously. But hope you got something from this episode. Keep learning, keep growing, keep being incredible.
Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. We'll see you here next time. And be incredible. Incredible.
Have you enjoyed listening to the Incredipaul Leadership Podcast? Are you looking for a way to support it? Maybe you just want some swag. Get some Incredipaul merch today. We have shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, and so much more. Go to incredipaul.org/merch, incredipaul.org/merch. Looking forward to seeing your Incredipaul look.